Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers out there, all my bus drivers riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. All my UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. All my postal workers out there, all my mailmen and women out there. Shout out to y'all as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. All my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my local funeral home workers. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Lot to get into, a lot of football news to get into here on a Tuesday edition of the Hometown Take. Appreciate you starting your morning off with your boy. And we got to get right into some Atlanta Falcons news. They locked him up for a few more years. Caleb McGarry and the Atlanta Falcons reached a two-year, $30 million, reached an agreement on a two-year, $30 million extension, I should say. So, he is going to be here for the foreseeable future, Caleb McGarry is, as the Falcons lock him up. And that news coming down yesterday was confirmed by the Atlanta Falcons. So, again, like we said, deal is worth $30 million. And we know how good of a run blocker Caleb McGarry is. And I think throughout each year, he has honestly gotten better as a pass blocker, too. And look, I know some people are nervous about him now protecting the blind side. And look, that was more of a thing when you talk about a few years ago in an NFL where there were less mobile quarterbacks and a lot more just straight up pocket passers. Now, in today's NFL where there are a lot more quarterbacks, and the prototypical quarterback is a guy who can move around a little bit and be mobile and do some things with his legs like Michael Penix Jr. can do. It's not quite a big a deal as it used to be when you talk about, oh, who is your guy that's blocking your blind side and this, that, and the third. So I know there are still some people out there, Falcons fans, that are nervous about Caleb McGarry and him protecting Michael Penix Jr.'s blind side. All I have to say is don't be. It's going to be fine. Michael Penix Jr. has mobility to where he can evade trouble if he needs to, where he can buy time with his legs if he needs to, and that's going to help this offensive line for sure, including Caleb McGarry. And then, too, Caleb McGarry has been a solid pass protector as well. And we still know that this team, this offense, Zach Robinson, and this offensive staff is still going to cater and do what the Falcons do best. That's run wide zone. That's run the football with Bijan Robinson. They're not going to get away from their bread and butter. Will they pass the ball a little bit more? Will the pass game maybe look a little bit different? For sure. Because you have a different guy QB now. But they're still going to rely on handing the ball off to Bijan Robinson and letting him do what he does best and letting this offensive line, including Caleb McGarry, do what they do best. And that is run block. And that is run block for wide zone. So, again, don't be too concerned about it. And I think this is good that the Falcons are going ahead and locking Caleb McGarry up for the next couple of years. And you don't have, obviously, it wasn't a distraction, period. I mean, he wasn't worried about it. He actually talked to ESPN, Falcons beat writer for ESPN, Mark Ramondi, last week, I believe it was. Yeah. And he said he wasn't worried about it at this point. He said, quote, "You'll never find somebody more willing to be paid in all your life. Trust me." So he was cool with it. And it's good that this is out of the way now. And you have to expect here coming up soon when you talk about extensions. You got some more coming up. Drake London, obviously, is going to be due for an extension here soon. And we have no idea what's going to happen with Kyle Pitts at this point. The season will kind of write the story on that. But good to see Caleb McGarry get his money because, again, I do think he deserves it, and I do think he has become a better player overall throughout his time in the league. So congratulations to Caleb McGarry. Happy that Caleb McGarry got his money. He got himself a nice little bag, a nice little, again, two-year, $30 million extension for the Falcons right tackle. Right before the season starts. That's got to feel good, getting a nice little extension, getting a nice little pay bump, pay boost right before the season starts. So, again, congratulations to Caleb McGarry. All right, it is Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. The Falcons had practice in the rain yesterday, and a couple of things went down, a couple of big things went down during Falcons practice yesterday, aside from Caleb McGarry getting that, again, two-year, $30 million extension. So, some takeaways and some big notes coming out of Falcons camp yesterday. We did learn, and we're going to let you hear from Raheem Morris, Jake Matthews, and others here in a bit. But we did learn that Michael Penix Jr. and Kirk Cousins both are not going to play Friday night in the team's first preseason game against the Detroit Lions, which you can hear, by the way, right here on Sports Radio 99 The Game, flagship station for your Atlanta Falcons. It's going to be Easton Stick and Emory Jones getting all the reps out there. So Easton Stick, it sounded like he's probably going to start, and then Emory Jones is going to come in at some point. Penix looked very good yesterday as far as the passing game goes, 12 of 15 in a steady rain, which is good to know, and it probably was a good simulation. It was a type of rain that wasn't super distracting but was good practice as far as being able to handle and throw a wet football and getting reps in a not-so-ideal type of environment when it comes to the weather. He did make a very nice throw to Kyle Pitts in the corner of the end zone for a touchdown. And when it comes to how the offense ran yesterday, and this is something I saw online yesterday too, that I think it was from Brian Baldinger, I believe it was, where apparently Zach Robinson and this offense have been doing a lot of watching film when it comes to looking at what Michael Penix was doing in Washington when he was the QB at Washington. So apparently they've been studying that offense a lot and taking some things from that and implementing it to the offense this year. And it kind of checks out because Penix yesterday after practice said it reminded me of my Seattle days. So that's good. As comfortable as you can make Michael Penix Jr. In this offense, the better, because we know the type of talent he is when he's just out there being able to sling that thing around. Jalen Walker, we know he's been in and out of practice with a minor hamstring injury. He did practice more yesterday, still in limited capacity, though, dealing with, like I said, that minor hamstring issue. Xavier Watts was also back out there, but in a limited capacity. And Walker said he does hope to play on Friday night. And so I think we will see it. It sounds like Raheem Morris is going to let Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. both play. And again, if that's if Jalen Walker is good enough to go out there. Obviously, he's, you know, worried about the hamstring injury first and him playing in a preseason game second. So that was some of the updates as far as health and who's going to play Friday, who's not going to play on Friday. Kirk Cousins, if you are wondering, 7-12 passing. Did throw an interception to rookie Kobe Bryant, who continues to look pretty good out there during training camp. Michael Penix Jr. talked about him making plays. We'll let you hear again from those guys in just a couple of minutes here. And if you're wondering who Penix is throwing the ball to right now, along with Drake London, with, again, a Darnell Mooney still on the mend, Casey Washington was out there. And he's been a guy who's been getting some first-team reps, along with David Sills has been getting some first-team reps as well, while Darnell Mooney has been out. And so, again, the main receivers with Penix yesterday during 11-on-11 were Drake London, Raven McLeod, and Casey Washington. DeMarco Helms did get one series. How about this? A little bit of update here when it comes to this safety battle. DeMarco Helms did get one series with the first-team defense and 11-on-11 work. And, again, that probably has a lot to do with Xavier Watts being a limited participant in practice over these last couple of days. So that could have something to do with it. But, hey, you need those opportunities to show that you deserve to be in there. So we'll see if DeMarco Helms made the most of it. And, again, Casey Washington told you he got some reps with the first-team offense. I really like Casey Washington as a player. I think, obviously, for him it's going to come down to opportunity, and it's kind of a – We kind of know what it's going to be as far as the receiver spot and the receiver spots goes. When you talk about, obviously, Drake, Darnell, Ray McLeod, and then maybe Kadero Hodge after that. But Casey Washington, if he can, again, take advantage of this time he's getting with the first team, he can show, hey, I got some promise here, and I'm ready to show I'm ready to make that next step. So we'll see. If Casey Washington continues to get some first-team reps with Darnell Mooney still on the mend. And speaking of Darnell Mooney, Ray Morris, no change, no further update on that. Still said it's going to be a couple of weeks until Darnell Mooney gets back in the fold. The kicking battle, it continues. Youngway Koo, though, seeming like he is, again, slowly but surely starting to pull away. 4-for-4 on field goals yesterday. And then again, remember, it was in the rain, so they were dealing with some conditions. But Youngway Koo, 4-for-4. Lenny Craig, 3-for-4. Koo, again, seeming like he's going to be the starter at this point. But remember, the Falcons can carry Lenny Craig with an extra spot due to his international designation. And then at the very end of practice, I'm sure you all have heard about this by now, James Pierce Jr. did get into another little scuffle at the end of practice with offensive lineman Tyrone Wheatley Jr., Leonard Floyd, London, Drake London, and Pitts. All talked to Pierce afterward on the sideline, I believe. I also saw the report that Raheem Morris was kind of in the face of James Pierce Jr. trying to, you know, talk to him and, you know, preach the good word to him after that that scuffle. So those are the latest updates on what went down during Falcons training camp practice yesterday. But, again, good to see Casey Washington able to get some first-team reps and take that next step. While Darnell Mooney on the mend, I'm glad I'm hearing some good things about Kobe Bryant. He's a guy that we all were excited about when we heard the Falcons were signing him as an undrafted free agent. And good to know that, obviously, Michael Penix Jr. had a bounce back day. Because, again, when it comes to passing stats in training camp, you know, you can't get too caught up in them. Yeah. When you hear, you know, the offense had a good day, then defense had a, you know, good day. As long as they're going kind of back and forth, that's kind of what you expect out of, you know, training camp. Offense has a good day, defense adjusts. Defense has a good day, offense adjusts, that sort of thing. So as long as we're seeing that, and really the main thing is as long as Michael Penix Jr. is looking good in situations, again, not turning the ball over in the red zone, not having too many interceptions, things of that nature, that is the most important thing. You don't want to get caught up on, oh, he went, you know, 11 for 15 or 8 of, whatever the case may be for that certain day. You don't want to get too much caught up in that, and more so of how is he looking in certain situations when he was asked to do certain things. And again, when it comes to that, we don't know on a play-to-play basis what he's being asked to do. So that's why, again, you can't get too caught up in his passing stats. Again, it's still important information to know, and you can, you know, take a little bit away from it, but you can't take too much away from it. So that's why you don't want to get caught up into it. You're going to stress yourself out for no reason. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, I do want to let you hear from Mr. Jake Matthews talking about the intensity of practice and what this Falcons team and what this Falcons defense is reminding him of. We'll let you hear from Jake Matthews and more next here when we come back on Hometown Take about 5 minutes from now right here with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Love is like this. Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Had to let the beat drop. Hope y'all are doing well. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope y'all are doing well. Appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate you starting your morning off with me. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app. That way you can take the radio station with you and listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. Once you got the free Odyssey app downloaded on your smartphone and all your smart devices, search for the radio station 92.9 The Game. Once you find the radio station, follow it, subscribe to it. Once you do that, you want to follow and subscribe to all the great shows here on the station as well. Obviously, my show, The Hometown Take, The Morning Shift, The Steakhouse, Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bell, Chris Thompson Tonight, all the great shows on the weekend, Sam and Greg from The Diamond, all of them. Follow them, subscribe to them. Then you'll be able to get live push notifications about when shows go live, when they have guests live on the station. You'll get live push notifications when new audio and articles are posted to the website. You'll be able to go back and listen to shows in their entirety. Go back and listen to full shows once they're over. You can go back and listen to your favorite segments and interviews. You can do all that and more with the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. As promised, going to let you hear from some Falcons as Jake Matthews joined Dukes and Bell, also spoke to the media. And we also heard from Michael Penix Jr., Raheem Morris, T.J. Yates, Falcons quarterback coach as well. They all spoke to the media. I want to start with Jake Matthews because he had some very interesting thoughts on the intensity of practice. And when practice first started and we first heard how the tone of practice was and how the vibe of practice was, it seemed like the theme of this Falcons training camp was intensity. And that has continued. And it seems like that this theme of this whole Falcons training camp is going to be intensity. And there has been a certain, again, intensity and a certain energy to this Falcons team and what they've been doing in camp since they started a couple of weeks ago. Jake Matthews yesterday talked about the practice intensity being so high that it feels like game reps. And that is what it's supposed to feel like. Because obviously you're going to get a lot from joint practices. You'll get some good stuff, good takeaways from preseason. But you got to make sure you are practicing how you are planning on playing. Because you play how you practice. And with these guys practicing at such a high intensity, such a good energy, that has to make you feel good about what the product on the field is going to be. So hearing Jake Matthews say this has got to make you feel really good. It makes me feel really good. It has to make you feel really good as well. Here is Jake Matthews talking about the practice intensity is so high that it's feeling like game reps.
You could definitely say that the intensity with which we're playing and the way the practices are going, they feel like game reps. I mean, we're getting, you know, bull rushes from the D-line and protection where, you know, it feels like a game rep, or the way we're colliding on run plays and whatnot. You know, we got a really good front, I think, on the offense and defensive line. And we get after it every day and just trying to make each other better. And I think that, you know, like you said, the fact that we won't be getting reps in the preseason for the most part, that makes these practices that much more important. And guys are taking it that way. And we're still getting a lot of really good work out of it.
And that's another good point that Jake just brought up when you talk about a lot of these guys probably aren't getting preseason reps. When you talk about Jake Matthews in the entirety of the offensive line, when you talk about Michael Penix Jr., he probably ain't going to see the preseason. When you talk about Drake London, Bijan, I mean, the whole starting offense probably ain't getting too much work as far as the preseason goes. So they got to make the most of these reps in practice. And they have to make sure the intensity and the energy is at the right level. And when it comes to this starting defense, it's the same thing. Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. will get some reps, and obviously they'll be a part of – they'll be in the rotation as far as, you know, the starting defense goes, the quote-unquote starting defense goes. But Jesse Bates ain't playing in the preseason. Caden Ellis ain't playing in the preseason. A.J. Terrell ain't playing in the preseason. Leonard Floyd ain't playing in the preseason. So when these guys – do have a chance to not only go up against each other, but go up against, you know, the second team offense or the, you know, second team defense, whatever the case may be, you got to make the most of it. And it sounds like the Falcons are doing just that. And so, again, that makes you feel really good knowing that they are not taking any rep for granted and be like, oh, yeah, you know, we'll iron this out in week one. It'll all work itself out. No, they are taking the bull by the horns. And they are making sure that they are getting the most out of every single rep that they have out there. So, again, very good to hear. Let's stick with the theme of intensity, because Jake Matthews was also talking about how the intensity from this defensive line and Jeff Oberg's defense is going to help this offense when they start going up against other guys in other colors and other uniforms. And look, from what we've heard and what we've seen about this Jeff Oberg defense, it is fast. It is. I'm not trying to go all fast and physical and Dan Quinn on y'all, but it seemed like it's been fast. It's been physical, and obviously it has been intense. And, you know, we'll talk about, obviously, James Pierce Jr. getting in a – well, we talked about earlier James Pierce Jr. getting in another scuffle, and we'll let you hear guys talk about that. We'll actually let you hear Jake Matthews talk about that here in a second. But we know that these guys on defense are hungry. You got a lot of younger guys. When you talk about Ruka Rororo, who's still trying to prove himself and make a name for himself in the league. Same for Brandon Dorlus. Obviously, the same goes for Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. And they've been showing that. Zach Harrison still, too, even though Zach Harrison's been in the league for a few years now. He's still trying to show that he is a top defensive player, top defensive tackle, top defensive lineman in the league. So these guys are playing with a certain hunger, playing with a certain edge. And Jake Matthews yesterday talked about how this offensive line and this offense is feeling the intensity of this defensive line and Jeff Oberg's defense, and that how that's going to help them down the long run.
I think Brick and I can kind of speak to the, how this was when he was here previously as well. That mindset he brings as a defensive coordinator, and the D-line especially, they're an attacking front, and they want to get after it. They want to be relentless, and I mean, that's great for us up front. It allows us to, you know, get a lot of good looks and simulate more game-type feelings and reps and whatnot. And yeah, you guys can see it's getting a little physical out there and getting after it, but I think we're all improving from it, and it's going to help us in the long run.
Absolutely. And again, we all know the old adage, and you might laugh when I say it, iron sharpens iron. I know, you don't want to hear that anymore. But look, going up against this defense that is playing as hard as they are and has brought the intensity that they have, it's not going to do anything but help this offense. And so you feel good about that moving forward. All right, I do want to let you hear one or two more from Jake Matthews, and then we'll move on. Depending on how much time we have, we'll let you hear Michael Penix Jr. talk. But I do want to let you hear Jake Matthews talk about how this defense is reminding him of the playoff defense they used to have with Jeff Ulbrich. Because remember, Jeff Ulbrich was here, and he was a part of this defense. He was the linebackers coach when we had Deion Jones, who was very good in his time here in the ATL. Devondre Campbell, who was very good in his time here during in the ATL. So Jeff Ulbrich knows what good defenses look like, and he knows what good defensive players look like. So, again, that's why you have to feel good about Jeff Ulbrich coming in here and reshaping this defense a little bit. But this has to be the ultimate compliment to Jake Matthews, who's seen a lot of good defenses in his time as well. Won some with the Falcons. You remember that 2017 defense that was, a top 10 defense in this league? He's seen his fair share of good defenses, not only with the Falcons, but, you know, from other teams as well. And he was talking about how the defense he's seeing right now, the defense this year, is reminding him of those defenses that were playoff caliber defenses back when Jeff Ulbrich was here the first time around.
It reminds me, you know, I don't want to make predictions or anything, and obviously I've got memories and stuff with Brick being here, so stuff is flashing back. But yeah, it reminds me of those playoff years and the good years we had in, you know, 16, 17, and, you know, that's where we want to be. And I mean, I can say that, it means nothing, but we got to go out there and prove it. But I really think the guys have taken upon themselves that, hey, this year the standard is to win and get into the playoffs.
And that's a good point, too. A standard is set. A standard is there. And everybody knows it on this football team. It's time to win. The 7-10s, the 8-9s, that's over with. That's out the door. They are expectations. I mean, there were expectations last year, but we all know how that played out. But there are expectations this year. There is no reason, barring, you know, any catastrophic or major injuries and knock on whatever this table is made out of, hopefully that doesn't happen. But if this Falcons team stays relatively healthy, there's no reason, there's no excuse that this team should not be going to the playoffs. So everybody on this team feels that pressure. The offense feels that pressure. The defense feels that pressure. And that's why I think the theme of this training camp for this Falcons team has been intensity, because they know that there is no time to waste. They know they got to start off hot. They know when this season starts, they got to come correct. There is a certain sense of urgency with this football team, and that's where the intensity is coming from. That is where the tough practices, that's even where the skirmishes, which we'll get into next, are coming from. Because there is just a sense of urgency. There is a knowing that we got to get this done this year. We got to break this playoff drought this year. And if we don't, there's going to be major ramifications for everybody involved. So I think that's, again, where the intensity, the sense of urgency, all that is coming from. So you like to know that these players, these coaches, they all understand the situation. And speaking of sense of urgency and intensity, again, like we just talked about, sometimes that does breed some skirmishes. James Pierce Jr. getting another skirmish. Again, as long as it's not going too far, I'm not worried. But look, We've always talked about the Falcons being soft. The Falcons maybe have guys that are too nice. And not only the Falcons, but Atlanta teams just need that enforcer. It sounds like the Falcons, at least, have found their enforcer. We'll talk about it next. And, yes, we'll also let you hear what Michael Penix Jr. had to say about the head coach getting put on his tuchus yesterday by Drake London. All that's coming up next here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Flemish like this. Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Appreciate you hanging out with me. Appreciate you starting your day off right. Appreciate you starting your day off with the boy. Make sure you follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station. Take the radio station with you wherever you are, and you can listen whenever you want to. Shout out to my girl Noelle White, always doing a great job holding it down behind the glass. Appreciate you. Top of the hour, the morning shift coming up live from Falcons training camp yet again. They're up in Flowery Branch, going to bring y'all the sights and sounds of Falcons training camp here on a Tuesday. They will also give you their takeaways, I'm sure, from yesterday's practice. I can also let you know they do have an interview that they're going to let you hear from Falcons cornerback, or the interview they did with, I should say, Falcons cornerback A.J. Terrell coming up. So make sure you stay tuned for that at 7 o'clock. And I'm sure they got a whole lot more good stuff for you. It is Top 5 Tuesday. I'm not up on Top 5 Tuesday. I did my list a couple of days ago. If you don't know, then obviously I'm the executive producer of the morning shift, so give me a little inside look. But I'll let you find out the rest of the goodies as far as what the morning shift got coming up here at the top of the hour once they get rocking and rolling. We still got a few minutes here to play with, though, and we will use our time wisely. Going to let you hear from a few more Falcons, and obviously going to let you hear about, of course, one of the funniest things that happened yesterday. Went viral, too. Shout out to our guy Joe Patrick. Got the nice angle of Drake London putting Raheem Morris on his tuchus after Raheem Morris, Falcons head coach, was trying to play a little press coverage on Drake. Drake gave him a little push, and down went Raheem Morris. And obviously it was all in good fun. It was a good laugh. And the official NFL account used Joe Patrick's video. So we got to see how many followers Joey P is at right now after getting his video used by the official NFL account. So maybe we'll check on that before the end of the show. But right now, I do want to let you hear one more, for real, from Jake Matthews, because him and Michael Penix Jr. both talked about the scuffles that have been going on, and Michael Penix Jr. specifically talked about James Pierce Jr. getting in another scuffle. If you haven't heard, and if you're just maybe joining the show and didn't hear about the news yesterday, James Pierce Jr., right at the end of practice, according to, Falcons ESPN beat writer Mark Raimondi and other sources, too. It ain't just Mark who reported this. Everybody kind of saw it. And there's a video of it, too, out there as well. But Pierce did get into a bit of an altercation right at the end of practice with offensive lineman Tyrone Wheatley Jr. And I also saw reports that at the end of the scuffle, Raheem Morris kind of got in the face of James Pierce Jr. trying to, talk him down, give him the good word. And then also afterwards on the sideline, Leonard Floyd, Drake London, Kyle Pitts all were talking to James Pierce as well. Because, again, there is a certain edge that you do want to have, certain intensity that you do want to play with. But we heard Jeff Olbrich talk about it. We heard Terry Fontenot on the morning shift, last week, talk about it. And we've heard Raheem Morris obviously talk about it. You got to walk that fine line of, okay, having the intensity, but also not taking things too far. So James Pierce Jr. still has to kind of, seems like, maybe find that line here and there. But I'll say this. I think the Falcons have found their enforcer. I think the Falcons have found that guy that ain't going to take no ish from nobody, and he ain't afraid to start up a dust up or two. And you need that guy. Again, as long as he can do his best to control it and pick and choose his spots to, you know, maybe get in the face of some opposing players and do what he got to do. But as long as he's doing that at the right spots and doing it to a point where it's not hurting the team, where you're not getting pointless penalties, as long as that's happening, then I'm cool with it. We've always heard about how the Falcons, you know, are too soft or aren't tough enough or aren't physical enough. And it seems like, you know, Atlanta fans in general always are talking about how, you know, whether it's the Hawks, the Falcons, or whoever, the Braves, they need that enforcer. They need that guy who ain't afraid to, you know, start some ish with the opposing team. Well, I think the Falcons definitely got their enforcer, and his name is James Pierce Jr. And so, again, as long as he can control it and do it to where it's not hurting the Falcons, I'm all the way here for it. I'm going to just let you know right now, I am all the way here for it. But let's let you hear Jake Matthews talking about the scuffles that have happened throughout the Falcons training camp practices this year.
They're case by case, but for the most part, I think, you know, it's important to guys. They want to do well. You don't want to look bad on film, and, you know, guys want to win, competitive guys that want to win, and you get a bunch of those guys together, it can get a little ticky-tacky here and there. But for the most part, you know, I don't think it's, you know, you might lose a rep here and there because you got to break things up, and that's unfortunate, but we're still getting a lot of really good work in, and you know, I think we're all really improving. We kind of see that we're building and setting the foundation for something big this year, hopefully.
Yeah, you don't want to obviously be losing reps over having to break things up and things of that nature. You don't want it to, again, become a distraction. But, again, as long as James Pierce Jr. can find that line and tippy-toe that line and find that balance, it's all good, and it's nothing to be too overly concerned about. And again, we are getting into the dog days of camp where it's either hot or, like yesterday, it's rainy, and you're like, man, I'm getting rained on. I'm all wet. Like, I'm tired of this dude pushing up on me or saying certain things after a rep, and, you know, certain things just happen. But again, you do have to, like the coaches and players have said, you got to make sure you have that balance. Let's hear Michael Penix Jr. talking about James Pierce Jr. getting into another scuffle yesterday.
I noticed his love for the game. He works extremely hard each and every day. He comes out here, you see him, he's drenched in sweat, and he's out there giving it 100% each and every play. Whatever happens after the play, we definitely want to clean that stuff up. But at the same time, you know, he's a competitor. He wants to compete at a high level. And that's what he does each and every day, and that's what we appreciate, and that's what we're going to love come game day on Sunday. So, as far as the scuffles and stuff like that, I mean, it's football. It get chippy. You know, it's not always going to be perfect. But obviously, you know, we can't throw any punches. I didn't see it today if any punches are thrown or anything like that. But we can't do, you know, unnecessary stuff. But man, he's a competitor, man. So I like it.
Me and Noel were just talking about some audio we're going to let you hear from. And that obviously is the kind of funny story that came out of Falcons training camp yesterday, and that was Raheem Morris playing a little press coverage on Drake London getting put on his butt, but we'll get to that here in just a minute. Here on Hometown Take, by the way, with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning, if you're just joining us, appreciate you tuning in. But to what Michael Penix Jr. just had to say there about James Pierce Jr. getting into another scuffle again. He sees the competitive fire within James Pierce. He sees the passion. He knows the heart that he plays with. And again, just got to be able to control it and make sure that, again, nothing's getting too out of hand and it's not becoming a distraction and you're not losing too many reps over and things of that nature. So again, I'm not trying to make a big deal out of this, but obviously this has happened a few times now. So it does need to be mentioned that you want to make sure it's not going too far. But again, like I've said, and this will be the final time that I say it, as long as he can control it, I would love James Pierce. I would love nothing more than James Pierce Jr. to be the enforcer on this Falcons football team for years to come. So that's how I'm viewing it right now. Does need to get out of control during, obviously, training camp. Don't want anybody getting hurt. Don't want punches being thrown and all that. But you do like the idea of the Falcons having that enforcer on the defense, and it feels like we got that. All right, now let's move on to one of the biggest stories coming out of Falcons training camp. If you haven't seen it, go to the source. I know the NFL put it out, but go to our guy Joey P's website, our very own Falcons insider and reporter on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Got the OG video, got the original video that was circulating all through the media. And again, the official NFL count reposted it. That's how good the video was by our guy Joey P. Good camera work by our guy Joe Patrick. But Raheem Morris, Falcons head coach, you know, getting involved and trying to get the guys a little energy, getting a little juicy. He got in there and he was ready to take a rep against Drake London, play a little press coverage on Drake London. No, it honestly looked like he was, you know, and helping with the warm-ups with the receivers and, again, playing a little press coverage on Drake London. And Drake London gave Raheem Morris a little bit of a shove, and Noel made a good point. Looked like Raheem need to put some cleats on if he's going to be doing that. You can't be out there in shoes, especially when it's raining. You got a wet, slippery field out there, and you coming in with some shoes, with some J's or whatever he was wearing. Nah, you can't do that, Raheem. You got to put some cleats on. You got to put some long cleats on, too. So, yeah, Raheem might have set himself up for failure a little bit, but here is Michael Penix Jr. Obviously, he was asked about that. Here's Michael Penix Jr. talking about Coach Morris playing some press coverage on Drake London yesterday.
He a coach now. Yeah, he got to lead the DV stuff back when he was playing. But
hey, he is a coach. Michael Penix Jr. like, hey, don't get too ahead of yourself. Don't put too much dip on your chip. You're a head coach now, Raheem Morris. We know you used to play DB back in the day. But especially if you ain't going to wear cleats out there, you got to chill, Raheem. You got to chill. We don't want you getting hurt out there on the practice field either, Raheem. So, nah, that was funny stuff there. And, again, a matter of fact, let's check and see. Because I heard Andy and Randy talking about it yesterday. I think he was at like 8.4K, Joe Patrick was, when we – when they were talking about how many followers he was at, I wonder how many is he at now. Go follow our guy, Joey P. Okay, he's at 8.6K now. So he went up a good little bit after the viral video. So make sure you follow our guy, Joe Patrick, at J.A. Patrick 200 on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. That is going to do it. I will give you some very quick NFL headlines here and just kind of a couple of notes as we got a minute left here. There was a trade yesterday. The Eagles did make a trade with the Las Vegas Raiders yesterday, kind of late in the night. I think it came down around like 9:30 or something like that. This trade came down. But the Eagles traded for cornerback Jacorian Bennett. The Raiders traded cornerback Jacorian Bennett to the Eagles in exchange for a defensive tackle, Thomas Booker, the fourth. So that happened as well. And obviously James Cook, the Bills running back, former Georgia Bulldog, still doing his hold in right now as he's still looking for a new deal. So just a couple of NFL news and notes right before we get out of here. But that is my time. I appreciate y'all tuning in. As always, we'll be back tomorrow to talk on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Until then, though, the morning shift coming up next, and there are live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch, bring y'all the sights and sounds of yet another day at Flowery Branch at Falcons training camp. Mikey P, Bo Morgan, and Ali Mack coming up next here on Sports Radio 99 The Game with the Morning Shift. Until I talk to y'all tomorrow, peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.